Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Yeah, that's me. A little bit of a hoarse throat today. Not a sore throat. It doesn't hurt. But another day, this happened yesterday, and I'm going to be another day, or maybe, hopefully by tomorrow, I'd be a lot better. It is definitely better today than it was yesterday, because I actually have a little bit of volume. It's just that the sound is different, but it might even be an improvement. Some of you might think it's an improvement. I can see that. But anyway, thank you for being here. As you know, I show up just like I tell you to show up. Every day. And we got a good friend, Richard DeKayser, back on the show with us. Richard is the president of Woodley Park Research. He's one of the top economists in the country. You've been seeing him all over CNBC mostly lately. I have, and he's been doing a great job helping people like you and me understand what the economy is doing, what some of the key players who influence the economy in the ivory towers are doing, and how all that affects you and me and our small business. He's our good friend, Richard DeKayser. Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. My previous guest, Richard, was a lady. She said it sounded sexy. What do you think?
No. Well, but that was a woman speaking, so
exactly.
Maybe she brings a different perspective.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, Richard, I want to get in this segment. I want to talk a little bit about a piece that you wrote recently about the Fed. The Fed recently increased the discount rate.
Yeah.
Which means nothing to small business owners, basically. Most of them don't even know what it is nor care. But it did signal a little bit, didn't it? It did give us a signal. What happened?
Well, the Federal Reserve increased the discount rate, and this is a rate that banks, when they want to borrow from the Fed, can access a certain facility. So it's typically used only in desperate circumstances. It's not considered the normal path for banks to borrow from the Federal Reserve, but it is available. Now,
when the investment banks needed access to capital a year and a half ago, they converted into commercial banks, which allowed them access to this window, didn't it?
Absolutely, correct. So it was important in 2008, they allowed investment banks to access this facility, which was completely new and done for the first time ever. They did so when they were in a cash crunch, but generally have stopped doing so as the months have worn on and as financial markets have returned to normal. Now, historically, that discount rate was about one full percentage point above the so-called federal funds rate, which is what the central bank typically uses to target monetary policy. So there was a one-point spread. And the reason for that was they wanted to penalize institutions who were coming to the discount window. They'd have to pay more for money than they'd otherwise be able to get it in the open market. Now, over the course of the economic crisis and the financial crisis, they narrowed that spread from a percentage point to a half a point and then a quarter of a point.
Right.
And now we're sort of moving back in the direction, as financial markets are recovering, to get us back to that one percentage point spread. So the Federal Reserve has been very consistent. They've identified this not as a tightening of monetary policy, and they've gone to great lengths to say that, but instead are talking about part of their process of returning conditions to more normal state. Now, it's not a big deal, and I just want to try and comfort people a little bit. This doesn't mean that Fed rate hikes are around the corner. The amount of money involved is not that great.
In fact, the demand has gone way down from where it was a year and a half ago. Isn't this good news and bad news? Number one, the bad news is is there any inflation indicator in this that could be bad news?
No, I don't think so. I mean, inflation's been very tranquil. The Federal Reserve, every 3 months, they put out their own forecasts of what they believe growth and inflation are likely to be. And their own forecasts, which are only about a month old now, I think it was January 28th when their last series was published, showed inflation being below what they consider the long-term trend, which is just under 2%. But their forecast showed inflation below that long-term trend for each of the next 3 years, 2010 through 2012.
Yeah. So, is it potentially good news, though, Richard, for one reason, and that is that they see the economy strengthening a little bit and they can actually raise this rate with relative impunity?
Exactly. You know, the financial crisis made it very difficult for banks to find money on the open market.
Right.
Open the window, but now that the open market is working more successfully, they're trying to trim that window a little bit, and I think that is the good news.
And that's the main thing that I want small business owners to take from this, folks. When you heard this, when you saw that, what does it mean to you? It means that the Fed sees some improvement in the economy. They feel like they've got the ability to raise these rates and not hurt anybody. And so I think that's one of the good indicators that you and I are looking for these silver linings whenever we can. I think this is one of them. Richard DeKayser and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.